from the AJ Michaels Heating and Cooling Traffic Center.
Traffic volume remains very light. 95 northbound, no delays to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 northbound, same deal. Looks pretty good headed toward the Harbor Tunnel with no problems. US 50 at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. There's wind warnings in effect. High-profile vehicles there use caution. I'm Scott Brady with traffic.
Inside Access with Ken Wyman and Tim Barbalace. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
He's one of the more well-respected guys quietly in the game.
Tim Kirchner told us a couple weeks ago, he said, every time I sit down with him, I think I learn 7 to 10 things.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, he's just unbelievable. He's got a way of delivering the message that's simple and clear. Being here, you know, coming out of the situation that I just came from, you know, and I don't say this lightly, I feel like he kind of rescued me in a lot of ways and got me over into this place and working under him, and I just couldn't be any happier.
Do you believe in vibe as we end up? Do you believe in...
Ah, Manzo, you know that voice, Tony Manzolino. We used to hear him a lot late last season, obviously most of last season, as he was the interim manager. Finished with a winning record with the Orioles, but... was not retained as they went in a different direction. Craig Albernaz is the manager, but he says Walt Weiss, the current Braves manager, former rookie of the year in Major League Baseball with the Oakland A's, he rescued Manzo.
Yeah, that quote, when it happened, it made some waves on Orioles Twitter. So we were like, let's hit on this. Because yes. Tony Manzolino, look, I think he was put in a difficult situation. No one could have envisioned Brandon Hyde getting fired prior to Memorial Day.
By the way, full disclosure, I enjoyed Tony Manzolino more than most because I just found it to be absurd. So
he's a goofy guy.
Yeah, like, he called it points.
He's very much a goofy guy. Oh, points repeatedly where he gave him the benefit of the doubt initially. But I'll just never forget his first press conference following that initial game because he didn't meet with the media prior to the game. And he was just explaining all of these reasons why I shouldn't be up here. Yeah. He was like, man, I was expecting this maybe 10 years down the line. And Hyder's my guy. Hyder really helped me and all. And you could tell that he just was not comfortable with the media. And then he would say a lot of other kind of craziness, like Jackson Holliday, that's your leadoff guy for the next 5 years. We're trying to make him be one of the best players in baseball come, what did he say, 27 or 28? I can't remember. But he ultimately was given a very unique opportunity.
He was.
Way before he thought he would. So that's why.
Or ever
thought he would. So that's why when he used the word rescue, I don't know.
And by the way, he was out of work.
Yeah.
Rescued. The Orioles chose not to bring him back.
Yeah.
So at the point where the Braves bring him in, he was unemployed. It's a weird choice of words from a guy who liked to use a weird choice of words.
That's where I'm at. I couldn't take it that serious. It did make me laugh. Every time I listen to him, it makes me laugh. But I couldn't take it that serious because it's... Like, he promised Jackson Holliday was leadoff hitter for the Orioles until time is over. We're already having that conversation. Like, I don't know that that should be the case. Every time he would say anything, a super nice guy.
Yeah.
Friendly guy, but it's just like, I don't know. I got saved. I guess, quite honestly, he may have thought he had a chance at the Orioles job. He doesn't get it. And he means that, you know, they gave him another opportunity.
There was serious talk about him being a legitimate candidate here. Remember when he was talking about, hey, come spring training, we're going to be running such a tough spring training, you know, 90s style spring, like talking future. And he would talk in that way, like a lot to end the year.
And that end of year press conference was bizarre. And to his credit, Jacob Calvin-Meyer, to his credit, said in real time he thought that he felt during that press conference that was the end, and he felt that Manzolino felt it was the end, and Jacob was proven right on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, him going down the line with all the beat guys, giving him a handshake, you just don't see that. But, I just still don't understand why it wasn't just Elias at the end of season press conference. If you thought, clearly he knew.
The interim guy usually does. Anyway, let's hear one more from Tony Manzalino. He's talking about what a good clubhouse looks like.
It's the ability to hold each other accountable in a non-judgmental way.
Okay.
So these guys have this, and as I listen to Ole and Albies and listen to these guys talk to each other, they got this great way of telling each other the truth, but in a fun, non-judgmental way. And that creates the vibes because you're not walking on eggshells.
Right.
You know where you stand amongst your peers. And, you know, just being here now for, you know, a couple weeks now, getting to know these guys, that's the feeling that I have.
That's weird because it's fair to imply that what he's saying is that the clubhouse he left didn't have that.
Yeah, walking on eggshells.
And they know how to handle conversations. They do it in fun, but they get the message across.
You see, now I was thinking it was a one-off him saying rescue, but no, this guy totally believes it. Like, he believes it.
Yeah, probably. I don't... But even we've kind of felt like that locker room wasn't right. You know?
No!
And that's what Pete Alonso, Ryan Helsley, Taylor Ward, some of these guys who have been there and done that. And even though Taylor Ward's still on his first contract, he is older and he's played a ton of years in the MLB.
Orioles lost to Tony Manzalino's Braves today 10-7 in spring training baseball. Jorge Mateo hit a grand slam for the Braves. Vance Honeycutt, a home run for the Orioles. Alas, we will continue talking Orioles and Major League Baseball next. Scott Braun, foul territory. Get his thoughts on Jordan Westbrook, Chris Bassett, and much more. AL East. Scott Braun joins us next.
On demand. Online. On your way to wherever you're going, the free Odyssey app is loaded with opinions, analysis, podcasts, and moments that matter most from the Big Bad Morning Show, Vinny and Haney, and Inside Access. Download it today and search 105.7 The Fan.
Chris Mack here to help you beat the books with Westwood One Sports. A massive game in the Big 12 on Big Monday tonight. The reeling Houston Cougars head to Kansas as 2.5-point favorites. The Jayhawks trying to bounce back from a meltdown Saturday against Cincinnati. We have no idea how long Darren Peterson may actually be on the floor for Kansas, so I'm going with Houston to get back on track and avoid their first three-game losing streak in 9 years. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetMGM app today.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.